Erin Gretzinger and Chloe Boll. Good morning to you both. Thanks so much for being here today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Can you walk us through kind of the history of St. Aug and the journey through the rash of accreditation issues that they faced?
Yeah, so St. Augustine's University is a historically Black college based in Raleigh, and it has long been a pillar of the community. You know, it was founded in the 1860s by the Episcopal Church, and its reputation really for the past two decades has become increasingly imperiled. Like many small private universities across the country, SAU has faced declining enrollment and financial headwinds for years. And those types of fiscal and institutional challenges have repeatedly landed the university in hot water with its accreditor, the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges, which is a mouthful, but also known as SACS-COC. And accreditation is an extremely important thing for universities. It's necessary to receive public funding, and losing accreditation can often be sort of the straw that breaks the camel's back for struggling institutions. So those challenges have been on and off for St. Aug's for many years, but they really sort of hit a fever pitch in December 2023 when the university lost its accreditation. The accreditor voted to revoke it. It did again in this past December. So really, SAU is really in the midst of this fight for its accreditation and survival right now. And as that has gone on, there's been a big conversation in the alumni community and among those who are, close to the university about its leadership. And there's people who, place sort of the blame for SAU's current dire state at the feet of its current board of trustees.
To that end, I'm curious the role that the board has taken and why so many people are taking issues with this current board at St. Aug's.
Yeah, so in the course of our reporting, we kind of discovered and strung together a series of allegations of overreach and mismanagement against the current and some of the immediate past members of the Board of Trustees. As Erin alluded to, some of that started in 2018, but we reported allegations that the board is kind of dysfunctional, that they were making bad contracting decisions based on personal business relationships that certain trustees had with contractors, and more generally that they were not upholding their financial fiduciary duty to the university. Those were allegations that came from former trustees, from former employees, and from members of the alumni community. It's important to note that the trustees themselves and the university have denied these allegations of wrongdoing, and they are standing firm that they are the right stewards of St. Aug's right now.
Reading the story before we had a chance to chat, it seemed like the university felt like it was on pretty good, firm foundation 2018-ish, and then things started to turn. I'm curious, the money that's been lost, any idea where this money has gone?
Yeah, I think it's, certainly 2018 is really a turning point that a lot of people communicated to us, because that was when you saw this leadership transition on the board. For a long time, you'd had this president, Everett Ward, who had been seen as, the university was still struggling. I want to make that clear, that this 2016 to 2018 period, the university was on probation with its accreditor, but it managed to convince them in 2018 after really boosting its fundraising. Enrollment was starting to tick upward again, which was super important for the university. The president at that time had sort of declared victory, like the sky's the limit, I think is what he had sort of said. And yet there was sort of this fracture that was already starting to emerge on the board about, are we going the right direction? And again, I think a lot of people point to us, that's when leadership started to change. That president was sort of, left the university under cloudy circumstances that we dig into in the story. But really, it comes back to the board. And the changes that took place during that period. And as far as the money goes, I would say that enrollment is a big piece of it for St. Augustine's as a private university. That loss of revenue is really, really crucial when you're a small private university. And there's other factors as well. The debt they took on, a bunch of IRS liens, and now they have some loans, which have drawn criticism from the community as well for high interest rates, 26%. For one of those loans. So there's a lot of different factors there. I think the loss of revenue and then the debt it's had to take on over the years.
What happens to the current students at St. Aug's now?
Yeah, so the university is currently operating like fully remote instruction because of deferred maintenance issues on campus that make the dorms unlivable. So our understanding is the students that remain at St. Aug's, which is last time the university reported around 200 compared to numbers like 1,100 a few years ago. So significantly depleted enrollment already, and now those students are studying remotely for the time being. And this question of whether some of them will be able to graduate from an accredited institution remains up in the air. Currently, St. Augustine's is in the process of fighting to remain accredited, and so the university has said that people in the graduating class of 2025 should expect and plan to graduate with their accredited degrees. But for students who are earlier on in the process, it does remain an open question. Like, will the university be able to remain open? Will they need to potentially transfer elsewhere to finish their studies? So all of that is really hanging in the air, and the process will be borne out this spring.
Great reporting. Where can our listeners go to read the whole story and find all of your reporting?
Yeah, you can read the full story at theassemblync.com or at Indy's website as well. This was a story we co-published between the Assembly and Indy.
Phenomenal stuff, and I think more reporting to do here on this story as well. Erin, Chloe, thank you both so much for your time today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.